strokes, people seem to think that having someone who will listen is gonna help make it better. I'm realizing that I need help.
I'm listening.
I need help. I'm realizing that I think that having someone who will listen is going to help make it better. Whether or not they've struggled with addiction themselves, people seem to understand. No one can get me to use drugs. My life changed because someone was there to listen.
1 in 7 Americans will struggle with addiction during their lifetime. Want to know how you can help? Go to heretolisten.com for tips and tools to help turn addiction around. A public service announcement brought to you by the Ad Council.
WMFO in Medford.
Pure beef patty, lettuce, tomato.
You really think that just because you have an idea, it belongs to you?
You ain't never in your life heard a disc jockey come through here like me.
He mixes different quotes of people and a wide variety of songs, very, very freeform, which is the point of WMFO.
Push it right to the edge.
No, sir, it's no mistake. Marijuana.
I know you like two things I like. Chicken and chicks.
More deadly, even than these soul-destroying drugs, is the menace of marijuana.
Free socks.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect the views of this show's producer, WMFO, its staff and management, or Tufts University.
You had the power to be all good, all wise, and all powerful. Why would you make the world you have now?
I don't know. I was really drunk at the time.
I was not drunk. I was on pills.
My show, I can do whatever I want, so I am.
I want you to trip like I do.
Yeah. It's delicious, and I love it.
What is it? I've never heard any music like this in my life before, and if I ever have, I don't know where I heard it.
Get it.
Get your own show. Play your own music.
Harmonious layers. Cook up on top one another. Like a sandwich.
Layering different sounds on top of each other. Layering different sounds on top of each other.
Computers can do that?
あなたはプラスティック寿司ストロベリーズ&タイムを聞いています。こちらは WMFO Medford 91.5 FM。
I just want to say one word to you, just one word.
Yes, sir.
Are you listening?
Yes, I am.
Plastic
strawberry.
Thank you.
Welcome to the Plastic Sushi Strawberries and Thyme Sound Collage. That's right, it's not just a radio show, it's a sound collage. And it's only here, on WMFO, in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm your host, Edward Buchert, and in case you didn't already know it, what we do here on A Plastic Sushi is to always start things off with some Japanese music. And then we go genre jumping, mixing it up with jazz, punk, funk, metal, electronic, country, disco, ambient, as many different styles of music as we possibly can that match our theme du jour. And then we mix in audio clips from movies, TV shows, documentaries, political speeches, who knows where, in between and on top of the music. And tonight, we are celebrating this weekend's 26th annual Mascan Freedom Rally on the Boston Common. It's started today, actually, running up until 8 p.m. Yes, until just a couple of minutes ago. And then tomorrow from noon until 8 p.m. And then on Sunday from noon until 6 p.m. It's the largest annual gathering of pro-marijuana supporters on the East Coast. And it's the second largest festival of its kind in the world. Seattle's Hemp Fest is bigger. And we'll be mentioning more about it during our show this evening. But for more information, the place to go is MassCan's Facebook page, as well as their website at masscan.org. MassCann.org. So, we've got a mix of spacey, trippy music for you this evening. One of the major pieces we're going to be hearing is a live version from 1966 of Pink Floyd's Interstellar Overdrive. And we're also, as part of our Freedom Rally and cannabis-based theme, going to be hearing from Cheech and Chong, a whole bunch of their skits. And we're going to be having some songs about marijuana, of course, and some Chuck Yu sonic montages. He's got a Hemp for Victory and marijuana music compilations that we'll be sampling a little bit of. We began, as we always do on A Plastic Sushi, with some Japanese music. Two related tracks from the very eclectic Denki Groove. Flashback Disco and then the Flashback J-Pop Countdown. Both of them from their Ebon 2000 Live. And the video for Flashback Disco is absolutely spectacularly, wonderfully crazy. And, well, the flashback, I'm pretty sure, is referring to, like, LSD flashbacks. And it's highly recommended on YouTube. Flashback Disco by Denki Groove. Backing me up right now is a very cool Pink Floyd instrumental cover by Cracker G of On the Run. Well, let's get the rest of your Friday night sound collage party going with another outstanding track from that Denki Groove Ebon Live. And then we'll hear it, some Crystal Method, kind of underlying theme to all of my shows, in fact. Some Hank Williams 3 in there, and more, only on the Plastic Sushi Strawberries and Thyme Sound Collage on WMFO in Medford.
devil went to Jamaica. He was looking to sell some weed. He was doing fine. They were standing in line. It was excellent weed indeed. When he came across this young man who was likewise peddling pot, and the devil slid down the beach to the kid and said, "Boy, let me tell you what. I guess you kind of figured I'm a reefer head, of course. And after all this time, I guess that I'm a connoisseur of sorts. Now, your stuff smells okay, but this could tranquilize a horse. I'll bet a million in cash against your stash, because I think mine's better than yours." The boy said, "My name's Johnny, and you ain't smoked nothing yet. One hit of this grass will kick your ass. You got yourself a bed. Johnny, roll a ball of hash and make sure it's the bomb, because the devil's got the kind of stuff they smoked in Vietnam. You'll get a million smackaroos in cash if you can cope, but if you can't, the devil will get your dope." The devil packed a bong with a little Acapulco gold, and resin flew from his fingertips as he fired up his bowl. He filled that chamber all the way, and he took a mighty hit. As they passed it back and forth, it gave them both a coughing fit. When the bowl was finished, Johnny said, "Hey man, that stuff was great, but fill your lungs with some of this and prepare to vegetate. Cannabis sativa, sweet Mary Jane. The devil's in the backyard frying his brain. Zigzag filled with a diggity dank. Hold on tight, it'll hit you like a tank." The devil nodded off because he knew that he was stoned, and he asked if he could buy an ounce of the stuff that Johnny owned. Johnny said, "Devil, just come on back if you ever want to catch a buzz. I done told you once, you son of a bitch, mine's the best there ever was." And they fired up doobies one by one. Ain't it gonna stop till the bag is done. Green as a bullfrog, sticky as glue. Granny, do you get high? Yes, I do.
Dried leaves and berries are ground up and made into cigarettes by a simple hand machine. The deadly narcotic is thus quickly and easily prepared for its mark.
Cats never had too much to drink. Sitting in a club with so many fools. Playing to rules. Trying to impress but feeling rather empty. Another drink, a drink, a drink, a drink, a drink, a drink. What a way to spend that evening. They all turn up with their friends, playing their game. They're in the scene, or should have been. Moving right.
wave trial of the defendant Ralph Wiley. It is convinced that he is hopelessly and incurably insane, a condition caused by the drug marijuana to which he was addicted. It is recommended, Your Honor, that the defendant be placed in an institution for the criminally insane for the rest of his natural life.
Smoke and a whole lot of wine. Well, I once had this gal, I thought she'd be my bride, but then she had to leave my ass for that other guy, and I'm drinking, drugging. Smoke and a whole lot of smoke and a whole lot of wine.
Here on the Plastic Sushi Strawberries and Thyme Sound Collage, we are celebrating this weekend's Mass Can Freedom Rally on the Boston Common. Began this evening, although it ended at 8 p.m., but tomorrow it's starting up at high noon and going until 8 p.m., and then on Sunday from noontime until 6 p.m. over on the Boston Common. It's all free. And there's going to be plenty of great music and speakers and trippy, cool merchandise and plenty of food vendors that you'll need to pay money for if you want. But it should be a pretty good time. It's the second largest marijuana festival of its kind in the world. And it's here in Boston tomorrow and Sunday. So we're playing a mix of strange, spacey, trippy music for you this evening, celebrating marijuana and its now legal use for adults here in Massachusetts, although there still are a number of restrictions in different ways. But we're in a lot better shape than we used to be. We began that set with the so incredibly talented Japanese pop band Denki Groove and a live version of a song called Reaction from their Ebon 2000. And I love, absolutely love the way they've got the groove going on that. And I, after, well, this was a couple of years ago when I latched onto that and became infatuated with that song, I discovered the non-live version, the studio version, and it's like a completely different song that just doesn't have the same kind of energetic, perfect groove to me. But Reaction off of Ebon Live is what you heard. And then the Crystal Method, Trip Like I Do, and the particular sample that they used, a young woman, a friend of Scott Kirkland, who was actually tripping on ecstasy, MDMA at the time, and left him some very rich for sampling messages on his, well, answering machine at home. Yes, it's a song going back to the 90s now. And then we heard from Travis Mayer, The Devil Went Down to Jamaica. And not quite a polished song, but a great effort from Travis, yes. And then we heard Pink Floyd, one of their early singles, Paint Box. And we finished things up with Hank Williams III, Smoke and Wine. Recently, I was walking around town listening to a Chuck U podcast from our sister station, WMBR 88.1, MIT's radio station. And one of the songs was talking about whiskey, well, singing about whiskey and cigarettes. And you know, I really used to enjoy that. And it made me think about doing what I was doing then, walking on a wonderful summer day, listening to some pretty rockin' music, and having a good buzz from some whiskey that burns when it goes down your throat, and taking drags off of a tobacco cigarette that burns when you draw it into your lungs, and saying, "Oh yeah, those were the days." Nah, I don't smoke tobacco anymore, and I don't drink alcohol anymore. But you know, I know what that was like, and I know the good feelings that come from that too, and the bad ones as well. Well, we are going to bring you another kind of extended Pink Floyd classic, Going back, actually, the song was composed in 1966, but originally rendered in the studio, improvised in 1967. And, well, let's... Oh, yes, and we're backing me up right now is Kismet with a very cool cover of another Pink Floyd song, the theme from More. But right now, we are going to start things off here with Pink Floyd from 1967. Interstellar Overdrive on the Plastic Sushi Strawberries and Time Sound Collage on WMFO in Medford. And that was Pink Floyd from 1967. Interstellar Overdrive, the full-length version from their London 1966 and 1967 album. And backing me up right now is Floyd Head with their very cool cover of If the Tablomatic Theory from their Floydian Propulsion Project album. Tonight, here on the Plastic Sushi Strawberries and Thyme Sound Collage, we are celebrating this weekend's 26th annual Freedom Rally on the Boston Common, celebrating cannabis culture and the legislative victories that we've had here in Massachusetts, although not without many problems and people who are against marijuana trying everything they can do to stop other people who happen to enjoy it from using it. Our audio clips from who knows where this evening. I didn't drop in any to the Interstellar Overdrive, but in that first set, certainly many from the propaganda film of 1936, Reefer Madness, which, well, back in 1972, Keith Straub of the of NORML, the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws, discovered the film and ended up using it